city, cars that I can't even drive, I have so many, that would be living my best life. We have discovered that all of us that have been washed in the blood, picked out to be picked on, brought out of darkness into the marvelous light, we think bigger than that. We think that the best life is when God looks at me and says, well done. It's when I can go to sleep at night with peace and calm, tranquility and equanimity. That is living my best life. And speaking of best life, as we bring this series toward its inevitable conclusion, I thought about the best life and how can one have his best life if it does not involve prayer. And speaking of prayer, I wonder how many of you are familiar with this Genesis 32 text. I mean, everybody seems to know about the wrestling, but the larger narrative is this night of prayer that your boy Jacob is having. I was telling the other services this weekend, I just told Akron, this is the first biblically illiterate generation almost since slavery. And when I say biblically illiterate, it's like people know everything. They have degrees, they're smart, but people used to know the Bible. Even grandma, she ain't know a noun from a verb, but she knew them Bible stories. She had listened to her preacher. She had went to Sunday school, couldn't even read. But now you say, and Jacob, and player be like, Jacob from St. Clair? He robbed me. No, not that Jacob, not your Jacob that robbed you, Jacob of the Bible. Jacob in Genesis, you know him. He's one of the patriarchs. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob, who's on the run from his past. Jacob, whose brother was trying to kill him. Jacob, who had a tricky mama and a bugged out brother. Jacob, whose daddy has just passed. Jacob, who got too many women in his house. Jacob, lean on somebody, say, he might be preaching to me right now. Praise God. Jacob, who has been through a lot, is on the run from his past. And this is the Jacob that God has an encounter with. Yeah, this text, it does. It craves context. It does, so that you can respect the content. And the content of this text is Jacob alone. He just told his family, wait here for me. Matter of fact, look at the next verse. I want everybody to catch this. Look at it, because verse 24 says, this Jacob left alone in the camp, and a man came and wrestled with him until day began to break. Let me try it again. This Jacob left all alone. You know why you only got one friend and two cousins left? Because God got to get you alone. The Bible says he tells his wives, multiple, polygamy, pastor. Is that what God wanted? No, sometimes the Bible gives God's description, not his prescription. God never prescribed two wives, but the text describes two wives. It's not what God wanted. As a matter of fact, Paul writes that wrong in the New Testament and says, let every man be the husband of one wife, because trust me, one is enough. Yeah, one will bless you good if you get the right one, praise God. Anybody talk about one ain't enough, ain't got the right one. Hey, I just felt that. Yabba baba do, shake da ba, Honda. Where's my girl? Praise God. Amen. Stop laughing. It is Sunday morning. You're laughing at the Bible. This is so important. Look at me, everybody, because the Bible says Jacob was left alone, and the Bible says there he wrestled with a man. But there he wrestled with a man. Jacob was left alone, and there he wrestled with a man. I guess the question that begs asking is, who the man? Who the man that he wrestled with? I mean, get three different scholars, you may get three different answers. I mean, you fool around in Hosea 12, and it talks about the angel of the Lord. English majors, come here, definite article. Look at that definite article. The angel, not some angel, of one of many angels, but the angels, if to say the Jesus, the theophany. And theophany, you know what that is, right? When Jesus comes to you on the low. Remember in the fiery furnace, they said, I thought we three and three people, but I see four. And the fourth one looks like, look at that theophany, the Son of God. And here, okay, Genesis 32, by the time you get to the end of this text, the Bible says, and Jacob named the place Peniel because he says, I have seen God face to face. So Jacob calls this man God. Hosea says the definite article the angel. Okay, let me break it down. I think Jacob was wrestling with Jesus. I don't know who in here God called you this morning because it's time to wrestle. God says, I've been playing with your behind, but tonight we're going to get it on. You didn't come to church just to sit next to your neighbor and clap your hands and listen to two slow songs and a fast one and hear 3 points, a joke, and a hoop. I brought you to church because I'm getting ready to wrestle with you. Y'all just missed y'all shout. No, it's going down in 2019, because in 2019, I'm about to get you where I want you to be. And if I got to grab you, if I got to suplex you, if I got to make him break up with you, if I got to make him leave you, if I got to make her walk away, when I get through with you, your name going to change. Y'all didn't hear me. Ooh, put somebody, say, God's about to change your name. The Bible says, and they wrestle. They wrestle. The Bible says, oh, I'm sorry. They wrestle. They wrestled. And every time I think about wrestling, I get mad. I'm sorry, are you who on the front row? I got YF. I should have put some old school players on the front row this morning. I'm serious, because you talk about wrestling. They're like, yeah, Pastor, wrestling is my sport. I be watching it on television, on cable, and John Cena and The Rock, they're not no wrestlers. Where my old school players at? If I'm gonna know how old you are in about 10 seconds. Big John Studd, The Road Warriors, Superfly Snooker, off the top rope. Y'all not having church with me. Oh my God, Dusty Rhodes. And wait a minute, wow! Ric Flair, the player from the Himalayas. Look, you know what? Get off my front row. You don't know who I'm talking about. Andre the Giant. And the greatest of all time, Jake the Snake Roberts, who could DDT you and put you to sleep. Don't worry about that. All I'm simply saying at every campus is I grew up watching wrestling, and Saturday morning with pancakes cooking, and we would turn on, you only had 4 channels. I got some players here, 3, 5, 8, 19, and 55 if you had the hanger to lean it. Where my old players at? You only could see 55 on certain days if your hanger was just, you know what, how old are you? But when you watch wrestling, wrestling was not informal. You had to get and grab and grab. And some of you wondering what's going on in your life right now, because stuff ain't easy. And God is not just talking to you, but God then came and started wrestling with you, because he says, where I'm taking you, you're going to have to fight for it. Do me a favor. Slap 5 people. Say, fight for it. Go ahead. Say, 2019, you ain't got time to pity pat. 2019, you're going to have to gird up your loins, get down on your knees, find your tongues, pray in the spirit, and say, the devil is a lie. I want my children. I want my life. Slap somebody. Say, fight, 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 fight. I'm talking not to fake brothers. I'm talking to 20 real brothers who tired of lusting, tired of looking at porn, tired of thinking about busting a creep move, tired of thinking about what was wrong with their father, tired of tripping on their past, tired of being depressed instead of having their joy. I'm talking to real women who tired of your mama's mess and your daddy's devils and your grandmother's curses and men jumping in and out your life like hopping locusts. The devil is a lie. You're tired of thinking about stuff you can't change and the enemy trying to take you back to a place that you fought like hell to come out of. And I came to tell 20 people, you not coming out easy. God says, if you want it, then let's get with it. Somebody shout downtown. You gotta wrestle. You gotta wrestle. I'm not. The Bible says, and a man came. Talk about heavy theological construct, and a man came and wrestled with him. I wish I was a better teacher. If I was a better teacher, I could help you see this, because those of you that grew up reading this narrative in Sunday School 101, let's be honest, Jacob, the wrestling, you all kind of know the story. Here's what I've never lifted homiletically, and I want you to catch it. The text seems to be about this wrestling match. Why y'all all standing up? You can stay. But the larger narrative is about prayer. And I've never presented it this way to this church, so pay attention. It's really about prayer. It's about the night that Jacob had come to the end of himself. It's about the night, and this is eisegesis, Jacob may have had some suicidal thoughts. It's about the night, Jacob said, I'm sick of this now. It's about the night he says, deliver me or kill me. It's about the night when he says, I'm in nervous breakdown territory. If you ever gonna be real, and thank you for granddaddy Abraham and Papa Isaac, but this me. And I'm by myself, and I need something. Even if it hurt, please come help me. I need you, God. And God says, for real? So you wanna wrestle tonight? You really, I'm sorry. Many of you looking at me like you don't understand. Did I tell y'all this text, Jason, it craves context, because I didn't tell you everything about him. I'm just assuming you read the Bible and stuff, and you know that he's been a trip since he was born. I'm sorry, before he was born, because before he was born, his twin, Esau, was getting ready to come out of mama's womb. He gonna grab him. He was a hater before birth. He trying to grab him, pull him back in. Then he gets born, and there's been this duel, this fight between him and his brother. Then come to find out he got a tricky mama. Matter of fact, mama's so tricky, she named him Trick. And how you gonna name me after your issues? Yeah, you gonna name me and project on me, mama, what's wrong with you? Because of your choices, you're gonna name me and deal with me after your mess when I ain't had nothing to do with your mess. But because you in your mess, having fought through your mess, now your child gotta deal with your mess. So you gonna name me and treat me after your tricks. Preach, R.A. I feel like preaching in my own church. Did I tell y'all that his mama tricky? His mama's so tricky that she didn't fool around because of her unhealthiness, and she got favorites. And don't raise your hand, parents, because you might actually have a favorite. I don't know. Maybe you did. I don't know. I was telling my children, I hope they ever not all leaning off a cliff, because I'm going to just jump off myself. Because Lord knows, I don't know which one to grab if they leaning off a cliff. God knows, I don't know which one I'm going to grab, so I'm just going to jump off the cliff, so I ain't got to make the decision. I told them already, y'all figure it out, because I can't live with trying to pick. If you do have a favorite, some of you raising other people's children, let's talk about that. You can't help how you feel. In life, you don't control how you feel. You control what you do. That'll help you. Why you sleeping with him? Because I just feel so in love. Girl, shut up. I never deny people's feelings. We learned that in grief recovery. I don't care what you feel, who you attracted to, same, opposite, whatever, single, couldn't, can't. The Bible says only one man, one woman in marriage. But I don't feel that. I'm attracted to people made like me, or I'm attracted to people I'm not married to. We don't go by how we feel. We go by what he said. Because, well, you know what? I don't believe in that. I'm from the new school, Pastor. I believe in life. You ought to do you, and whatever you feel, do you. Lean on somebody, say, you don't want me to do me. Go ahead, praise God. Say, no, you don't. Say, if I do me, it's going to be nasty up in here. If I do me, I'm going to send everybody I know to hell. If I do me, about 12 people going to be in my bed tomorrow. If I do me, I'm going to be on crack and cocaine at the same time. If I do me, I'm going to be drunk and high. If I do me, it'd be menage a trois every 7 minutes. If I do me, tell somebody, I'm not doing me. I'm doing what God said, because it's in him that I live, move, and have my being. What differentiates the straight up biblical ballers from everybody else is some of us don't do us. We do him. Yeah, we don't do us. That's the only difference, player, between you and me. You do you. If flesh say different chick tonight, flesh say some weed, flesh say a man, flesh say I want my man tonight, you say my flesh said it. That's what I want. Some of us, I don't know what you're feeling. Whatever she was feeling, she shouldn't have let the kids know it. You may feel a certain way, but if you're raising somebody else's children, or if you have your own, your job is to love them all and fight with your own stuff internally. But she, because she's sick, she allows her friend.